My friend's family doesn't have extra money, so he doesn't eat snacks at school. I just had to share mine.
When you share your food with someone who needs it, it's like you're sharing it with Jesus. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. If you've ever asked yourself, how can I help other people like Jesus did, then sharing your snacks with a hungry friend is a great place to start. That's the kind of sacrifice Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 25. He said, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me." And now let's listen to our story. It's called Snack Time with Jesus. Hearing his mom scream, Jeffrey dropped his game controller and ran to the kitchen. He found her with a cabinet's contents spread on the counter before her. "Mom, what's wrong?" "Oh, Jeffrey, I didn't mean to scare you. Your mother is simply losing her mind. I know I bought a box of chocolate chip cookies last week. Now when I want one, I can't find them. They've got to be here somewhere," Mom said as she started emptying another cabinet. Jeffrey bit his lip. "Mom, I took them," he confessed. "You? Jeffrey, you don't like chocolate chip cookies. I seriously doubt you ate a whole box of them. Now your dad, he could eat a whole box, but maybe that's where they went." "No, Mom," Jeffrey repeated. "I took them. You're right, I don't like them, but Russ does." "Russ from school?" asked Mom as she sat down at the table. "How did Russ get our cookies?" "Remember when I told you about Russ's family? It's just his little brother and his mom. He doesn't have a dad. Well, Russ told me that his mom works two jobs, but there's still not any extra money for snacks. At snack time at school, Russ would act as if he didn't want a snack and just read. But Mom, looking at him while I ate made my snack taste lousy," said Jeffrey with a grimace. "So I started putting two snacks in my bag and offered one to Russ. I'm sorry I took your cookies without asking." "Jeffrey," Mom said as she stood and gave him a hug, "I don't care about that. What you did for Russ was a wonderful thing. In fact, the Bible says that when we share our food with those who are hungry, it's as if we shared with Jesus." "For real?" asked Jeffrey. "For real. Jesus loves us all so much that he gave his life to save us. When we care about others the way he does and make sacrifices for them, he counts our loving actions as being done for him." Mom smiled. "You know, I really do want a chocolate chip cookie. Come with me to the store so you can pick out snacks that both you and Russ would like," she said with a wink. So how about you? Have you done something kind for someone in need? Maybe you helped serve food to the homeless or invited the new kid at school to play with you. Jesus tells us in the Bible that when we do kind and generous things for others, we do them for him. Think of all the good things the Lord has done for you. Then look for ways to give to Jesus today by showing someone his kindness and generosity. Our key verse is Matthew 25:40.
Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
And our key thought for Sunday, give to Jesus through others. Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus. And now you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. These solar-powered audio Bibles hold a year's worth of Keys for Kids stories, perfect for you at home or to spread the gospel in other countries. It combines God's Word and great stories with an adorable creature feature stuffed animal. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Can you help just one other kid learn about Jesus? To learn more, go to keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.